And welcome to the DIY Photo Organizing Podcast, focusing on topics to help you with your photo management. I'm Fiona from Photo Helper.
And I am Chantelle from Photos in Order. Hello, Fiona. How are you?
Wonderful. Really looking forward to having a chat today, as always.
Yes, after our little or maybe long summer break. So for those who have joined us only recently, might not be aware that we're in Australia and it's summer, or
yes.
supposed to be.
Yes, not as hot as was expected.
No.
But yes, it's a summer for us and winter on the other half of the world.
That's right. So let's dive into today's topic. As you know, or might, maybe you do, maybe not, we have both our own businesses and do the podcast together. So in my business, I've recently done a survey that I sent out to all the subscribers and on social media to find out what topics people are interested most, because I'm planning to run a few mini classes, if you want to call it that, where we talk about a specific topic that people want to know about. And in that survey, what came out very clearly as the winner was how to stop procrastinating about your photos. And if you've been following us for a while, you know that we actually have an e-guide about that very topic. But still, it seems to be something that people really struggle with. And I have to admit, I'm no exception. I can be pretty good at procrastinating too. So we thought we'd start the year off by talking about how to stop that procrastination and talk a bit more about the why, which is one of our golden rules, and we'll talk about that today. And so let's talk about that.
Fantastic. I think it's such a great topic, Chantelle, because you know, I'm sure though, you know, as you're listening here, when we're talking obviously about photos and procrastinating, this is an area in our life that is, it's very common for us to procrastinate in all different types of areas in our life, not just in this area of photo organizing or getting a project done or something like that. And there's a lot of underlying reasons why that happens. And we do talk about that in the guide, but we'll cover some of those today. And then we're also going to give you some ideas of how you can sort of tune in a little bit more, maybe about what it is for you that is your reason, because it is different for everyone. And hopefully we can just nudge you in a direction that might be helpful. I think that that's really our goal in our podcast today.
That's right.
So, yeah. So one of our, as we were talking about, our first golden rule is backing up so that we have photos to do something with. So that's our golden rule number one. And then our second golden rule is really finding that why, as we're saying, Chantelle. So why do people procrastinate? So let's jump through some of these things, shall we? One, and as you're listening, you can maybe go, oh yeah, that one resonates with me. So our first one is our lack of knowledge. So we just don't know how to do something. That's one reason, isn't it, Chantelle?
It is, and it's a big reason, and I think understandably, especially when we're talking about digital photos, it, you know, it's technology, and technology changes so quickly.
Yeah.
So when we talk about those sort of things, like you know, our third rule would be to create a photo hub to centralize everything. And right there, you know, the first question pops up, oh yeah, but what's the best software for me? And this is a big question. It doesn't have to be necessarily. Sometimes it's very clear, but oftentimes that's where it already starts. It's just all too much. There is so much to know about. It changes so quickly. And this is hard. So that's the lack of knowledge. And yes, of course, you can spend days on Google to try and find out what is the best way for you to go, but it takes a lot of energy and time, and it can get really confusing very quickly. We've all been there, us included. I would say probably every photo manager or pro photo organizer has been there themselves. That overwhelm, that not knowing where to start, and always that feeling, oh yeah, okay, I like this software, but oh, maybe there's a better one out there or a better workflow or whatever. So it's a little bit of the fear of missing out maybe as well.
And I think, with in the podcast episodes that we've done, sort of summarizing the golden rules and all the different topics that we've gone, maybe if you're listening and you know that there is a knowledge gap in some area for yourself, use on the website, on our website, in when you go to the podcast tab, you can search, and so you can just put in like a topic that is something for yourself that really is that if you know what the actual knowledge gap is, that you really could get some more knowledge on how to do something or how to choose something or software to use or so that could be a resource for you. Google's a resource for you. Ask some other people that to get that information that you need. So if that is an area, that knowledge, that lack of knowledge in a particular project that you're working on, so finding out information can definitely be a way to help you move through that area of procrastination. So another one is abstract goals. So if you're not clear on what your goals are, then that's another reason why people can procrastinate. So you want to do something, or you can't find things, but you don't really know a clear reason why you just know that they're important, and but you're not really very specific about what next. So those goals are abstract. So we're going to go through that today in this one about that. And give you a bit of a different angle to look at, actually, which is exciting. But we're going to come back to that. One of the others we've got is those goals are just too far in the future. You're just overwhelming. I'm going to organize everything, and keyword everything, and make a book for every year that I have photos all the way back to the 1920s. It might be a little bit ambitious. No, nothing wrong with having something like that, but maybe we need to chunk them down a bit. So in that guide, the procrastination guide, we go into a lot more detail there as to why this is an issue. And so jump on the website and download that. But let's talk, Chantelle, about this area of maybe these abstract goals and just a different way to maybe start to look at how we can help you establish a goal that you can move forward with. One of
So
the,
yeah.
yep, you jump
No.
in.
So what we thought there, and we keep coming back to the same thing. We were aware of that. But this is because in our view, this is so important to really become clear about your why before you dive in. And whether that's what you, Fiona, just mentioned, like, I want to get organized back to the 1920s and have everything keyworded and sorted and whatnot and books. That's feasible. But why? Why do you want to do that? What's behind it? So become really clear on that and dig deep. Keep asking, like, okay, I want that because I want to find out more about my ancestors. Yes, but why? And keep digging. And when you say, I want to do an annual photo book, why? It might sound ridiculous as it like, yeah, why would I do that? It's like, it's clear why I do that. Well, is it really that clear? And it's very personal and individual, so there's no right or wrong answer or one size fits all. But we do encourage you to really take some time and think about that why, whether it's a project like one photo book or a whole big project that involves, creating that entire collection and make it searchable and whatnot. So it can be small or big, but always go back to that why, because it will, when you're clear about your why, it will actually then help you enormously when you do that project. Because you will
Absolutely.
come back to that why, especially when you're unsure what to do. A very practical example is always the decluttering of photos. If you're not sure whether to throw a photo out or delete it or keep it, if you're clear about your why, that answer is gonna be much clearer and much easier to find.
Absolutely. And one of the things that we really wanted to, I guess, give you an option as you're listening to think about is coming to your personal values in life. And this is really, sometimes we don't understand how that can drive our behavior. In all areas of our life, and especially also in this area of deciding on what to do and why you want to do something with your photos. So if you're listening to photo organizing, you found our podcast somehow. Obviously, photos are important to you. And so there's a core value in you that is something, it could be something like the precious memories of loved ones for you that you remember, your immediate people in your circle of your own life, that is something that which is important for you and that you want to be able to recall those memories quickly or details about something that is in a photo. And so these and we're very respectful and understanding that childhood memories and situations are very different for people. And so this is a very understanding that there's different memories that can come up. So just as we're talking about this, I just really just want you to just take some breaths, be safe within your environment as you're listening, because childhood memories can be wonderful for some people and definitely difficult along the way. So but as a driving motivation for us to really take action on organizing our photos or creating a project, these values can really be helpful for us to uncover what is our value, why are we doing this, and that can help us move through procrastination. So I'm just going to give you a few ideas of what that might look like practically. So maybe we have a value, and Chantel, maybe you can share some of yours too, but of really being authentic and wanting to really be true to myself, and being genuine and real. And so showing photos of me, not just here I've posed, I've smiled, I'm looking my best, but the parts of my life that I want to capture to remember the authenticness of family situations, holidays that we've been on, and whatever it is. That's a core value. So that can then direct what I'm putting in a project. And that could help me say, Oh, I don't have to just find all the perfect ones where we're all looking in the camera or whatever, you know. So that underlying sort of it might be that a core value is to be courageous. You know, where I'm wanting and willing to be bold or to persist. See how this is a value of mine, and then that could direct then if I'm coming up against, say, I'm procrastinating about something which is difficult to do on my in my photos. Maybe it's difficult to me for me to choose the photos. This is a real issue in procrastinating and creating a project or something like that. But if I can really be aware that I am courageous, I persist. If I can really tap in and be aware of that, then maybe I write that down on a whiteboard or a bit of paper somewhere. Then I can be, yes, that's the kind of person that I am. And so I can find my ways through. So how am I showing up when I'm doing this kind of work? What kind of a person am I? What do I want to be? What do I want to, you know, and that can help us do the doing to move a project forward.
So that basically, I think what we're trying to say too is that, be clear about your why, and those core values, they flow into that big time, I would say. But also, as you just said, the second step would then be to identify why we are procrastinating. And again, those values come into play there as well.
Absolutely. So maybe we'll just go through a few values. Values isn't something that is often a conversation that people have either with others or but being able to, just be aware of something that I don't know how you do your work, how you look at your health. We can look at how we talk to people, how we interact with our loved ones. These kinds of things are clues as to how what our core values are. So some things about maybe being authentic, being caring. And again, this can relate back to our photos, caring. A quality and a value of being a caring person might be I'm creating a book for my parents, say. If I can say, okay, I'm going to be aware that because I'm a caring person, I know that this is going to be something they will love. That forefront at the top of our mind can help us get through those moments where it's tough in this project. Because I want to show that I care that they're going to be sitting down there looking at this book, and for the next 5, 10 years, they will have that to look through or something like that.
And that can be a huge motivator to,
Absolutely.
go,
Absolutely.
push through there and have a breakthrough and start.
Yeah. It really can. It can be a yeah, it can sort of unlock that drive to then address the other things, like the lack of knowledge on something. Because at the end of the day, what we're really encouraging you to do is the behavior of what you're going to do differently. Because that's what's going to move it forward. Either make the decision on who you're going to print the book with, or you know, what size book you're going to make, or what software you're going to use in your in your decision making, or getting rid of duplicates. You know, we've been very practical here. When you've got that driving force that I am a creative person, like that's a value to you to be creative and to be able to, but you need to have your photos to find them. to be creative, all our creatives out there, that you love to do that kind of stuff. And it can be really hard when you don't get to because your photos are in, disarray. But if you can then know that that's a real value of yours to be able to be creative, to be imaginative, inventive as a value, to innovate in the way you express whatever the, it could be animals that you've got this love for animals and you've got all these animal photos in your collection and you really want to be able to do something creative with that. So creativity could be one, being focused, having a value of being focused, which can be this discrepancy between that's a core value of mine, but I'm unable to stay focused in this. So then, okay, if you can really say, I want to be that, and then look at what's stopping you, then that can really help you stay on track to move through what it is that you're wanting to do.
And I think you just brought up something, looking at what's stopping you, and it can be very, how do I put that? I don't want to say easy solutions, but it can be something like when you then really think about what's stopping you and what makes you procrastinate, it could be, that you feel your desk is too cluttered to be creative and to do something, or you feel I need to sort this first before I can dive into the other thing. But when you dig a bit deeper and ask yourself, like, is this actually really true? And maybe the solution is if you have a notebook, okay, if your desk bothers you, you can take your notebook and maybe work in a space that is tidier, that you feel comfortable in. It doesn't mean that you have to do everything else before you can start. But as we mentioned, it does require a bit of more digging, as I call it, to go a bit deeper and keep asking you, and also ask yourself, like, is this really true? Or is there another solution maybe? And then the problem is solved. It's a bit simplified, but I hope you can relate to what I'm think or what I want to say.
Definitely. So I think just to sort of help, I'll give a few different examples of some other values that you might that might resonate with you as you're listening. Being creative, being encouraging. So if you're if that's one of your values that you're an encourager of other people, you can look at using becoming aware that yes, that is my value of being encouraging and supportive. And so again, that is where, well, I'm being supportive if I'm creating something for somebody else, I can do that when my photos are organized. So see how this value of being an encouraging person, you can really use as then a motivation towards the doing something. Because ultimately, what we're helping here with is moving forward. There's good, we're going to do something different to be able to actually, make the decision on what we're going to do, choose the photos, add the keywords, select the printer. We're doing something at the end. So the encouraging part is our values, but then it can move us forward into being able to move through that procrastination. Also, if we are, say, grateful, that's another value, of having gratitude in our life. And so if we can be aware that that is a really core value for you, then expressing gratitude through our photos, showing that, reminding ourselves of what we're grateful for, That can be something to unlock that procrastination of, I'm not moving forward in this area because I don't have enough knowledge to, I want to be able to get this project done so that I can look back and see all the things I'm grateful for. Therefore, I'm going to go and do that thing that I haven't been able to find the information out about. And so it really can be a nice, really helpful motivation for us to just become, yeah, I am a great, that is important to me. And then this thing that was blocking us and not, you know, help not letting us sort of move forward with our procrastination on something, can just be that motivation that gets us into that next step and creating a plan of action, being loving, showing our love and affection for other people, being kind and considerate is also value, being playful, being humorous. You know, I'm just that's the kind of person that you are, and that's important to you. So, that could be a motivation to be able to be an expression of yourself, of creating some funny, you know, gift with our photos. You know, the sort of the goals that we have as far as, what we do then next, as far as creating a plan of action, is that you may not know what it is, but if you want to be an expression of being playful and active, that's the kind of project then that you can do if you can tap into that's a value that you have.
I like that. And obviously, so I don't remember that we've mentioned it, but that sort of list that we say, you know, find your why, then identify why you're procrastinating, create a plan of action, and then the fourth step would be to actually implement that plan.
Yes.
This is all mentioned in section 5 of our e-guide that you can download for free on our website. So if you haven't got that one yet, we obviously highly encourage you to download that and have a read there. So that's section 5.
Yeah. Yes. So that could be, yeah, helpful. So let's just go through. We've got a few examples here. So let's go through, say, this first example. So let's say your goal then is to choose 10 of your favorite photos each month. Just so you want to capture and choose 10, and that's your goal. But you're finding it difficult. So we may say, okay, for example, we'll look at our why, which could be to express gratitude. So we talked just before about that as being a value of yours, or mine, or if you're listening, that might be a value. So that then is why the driving reason behind why you can then move forward and reminding yourself. It also can help you choose those 10 photos as well to make it easier rather than just an arbitrary, I need 10 photos for my month because at the end of the year I'll have a book. So that can really be a helpful motivator to understand why you're going to be doing the choosing of 10 photos.
And it can actually also influence the way you take photos. Because when you're clear about that, let's say you have that project, you want to choose 10 of your favorite photos each month to express your gratitude. And by the end of the year, you have 120 photos, basically.
Beautiful, yeah.
So that will, if you start that in January, by February, you probably take different photos sometimes because this is front of mind. And you've You know, it's like, and then you walk through the world with looking at things differently. And that can then be expressed with maybe also creativity. You can come up with maybe a few untypical pictures, but for you, that's they do represent that gratitude, and that's what it's all about.
Yeah, definitely. What's another example we've got?
Okay, so another one is For example, I want to scan all the old photos that my parents gave me and return their old photo albums to them by Christmas this year. That's a big goal. Well, maybe it's only one album or two, then maybe
That's
it's not
true.
such a, it's quite feasible. Maybe they've got 50 albums. That's a big job. So, and because it's so big and overwhelming, we don't know where to start. We procrastinate. But going back to the why, what is the core value in that case? It could be a core value is a loving family. And in connection with that goal, that would mean that I want to connect with my family heritage and I want to respect my parents' peace of mind that they have their books back. So this is, if that's the driving force behind it, hopefully it will help to get us started and take that first step and dive into that project and create that plan. Let's say they have 20 albums, we've got a year's time or half a year, whatever. You do the math and you say, okay, every month I will do so much. And you can create a concrete plan with steps that are feasible for you and realistic. But this core value to the loving family that's behind it that will be the driver.
Yeah, absolutely. It really does shift, doesn't it? It really shifts then the heaviness of that project. It's still a big project. There's no denying that there's work to be done. but it can help. And hopefully this is as we're talking, you can really sort of relate to different things that you've got on your plate with your own photos. So that's one example. Another one is creating a photo book. Say you've got a goal of creating a photo book for one of your kids or someone important to you. So again, we could look at a value of maybe you always have like integrity for you is really important. That's something that you value in your life. Being trustworthy with your word, reliable, accountable in all areas of your life. And, while we say that if you look at this as a value, we're not trying to undermine the difficulty that's still involved in a project. But again, it can just be, I want to have this important person, say it's your child or a loved one, I want them to see that in me. I still want that they can see that I'm following through on my word if I've said I'm going to do that. And that's really a way to use that as a value of yours to be able to move forward with a project that is challenging and difficult, but there's always help out there in different ways to be able to then, maybe it's been difficult for you to ask for help. Maybe ask for help with the family to select the best shots. I don't know which ones to choose. That might be the issue, or you're overwhelmed with the technical side of things, and you could ask a family member or a friend, could you just help me back these photos up? Because underlying your real heart is, I want to be able to be to follow through on what I've said I'll do. So I think, Chantel, one of the things that I'm really mindful of is, and we'll just review these, to help, but before we sort of wrap up, I think it's really important to know that these kinds of things can bring up, a whole range of different memories and emotions and things like that. So just be kind to yourself. Procrastination is so common, as you said about your survey that you did. This is really a difficult area for people. in procrastination, not just in their photos, in a whole range of different areas in their life. And I think what it means is that it's important to us. We would have, if it was something that we weren't going to follow through on, we would have just left it. But that procrastination means that it's still a project you want to do. You're just not sure how to do it, or these other reasons why you're not moving forward. So, we're really aware of that. We want to really encourage you to get some support and help in different ways, either technically, maybe emotionally as well. This could be something that has brought up some topics and some areas. So, to be kind to yourself. We really do understand that procrastination is, look, it happens to so many people for so many different reasons. And listening to a podcast about photos, photos are obviously so important to you. And, we really want to encourage you to be able to unlock those blocks that you might have so that you can do what's important to you with your photos.
And look, it sometimes, as you just mentioned, sometimes there are really deep and underlying reasons why we might be struggling. And sometimes, that goes much further than using the tips that we share. Sometimes a professional mental health professional, for example, needs to be involved because there's different underlying reasons. But sometimes it can also be as easy as life happens and I just simply didn't have the time. And something else took priority and I had to delay the project. So it's not always a big, huge reason behind it. And sometimes it needs a few little tweaks. Sometimes it needs a bit more. That's all what we're saying. So it's very individual. And yeah, we just want to share those ideas with you to encourage you to think about it and to try out a few things maybe and see what works for you. And maybe not the same thing if it works now for the next project, the same thing might not work for the next. You might have to tweak it again. So, nothing's set in stone. And we all change over time and our circumstances change. So there's a lot of variables. Yeah. So should we quickly sort of summarize what we've discussed before we wrap it up?
Absolutely. Yep. So first of all, there's a lot of different reasons why people procrastinate. So we're looking at lack of knowledge. Maybe your goals aren't clear, they're too abstract. Maybe you're disconnected with the project. It feels overwhelming because it's too far in the future. You may have some anxiety or, depression, some other sort of mental health conditions that are really involved in the a block to not being able to move forward. You may just not like a task, task being adverse to technical things, or something like that, or learning a new software, or just not wanting to do that. You may have an being perfectionist, wanting it to be perfect, and so that might be a block for you, fear of failing or something like that. So there's lots of different reasons why people procrastinate. But Chantel, tell us the four steps that we can do to move
Okay.
through simply.
So step one is to establish and be really clear about your goals, which means you need to know your why. That's that whole topic. Then secondly, identify why you are procrastinating. And then you can create a plan of action. And as a last step, you implement your plan. Sounds easy, right? And I just also want to say that with, why do people procrastinate and solutions and to find a way to actually get started. For example, the lack of knowledge or the task aversion, if you just don't want to do something or you hate that, or don't forget that apart from just Googling forever, there are people like us, professional photo managers, who have done those sort of things for you. They have research software, they know the ins and outs of different programs. They know they can tell you the pros and cons. They can listen to you. It doesn't take like 5 hours. And, it can be quite an affordable way to outsource one step and to speed up your project by calling a photo organizer, make an appointment, say, hey, this is my question. This is my situation. That's what I have. What do you see? What do you recommend? And there you might have your answer, and it saved you from days of Googling, of trying new things. So there is help out there, and we encourage you to use that if you feel that would bring you a big step forward or speed up things. And you can outsource things. A lot of our clients, we teach them how to sort, for example, their printed photos, how to sort and declutter them to make them scan ready, as we say. They can do that themselves, but then maybe they want to outsource the scanning because they don't want to learn how to use a scanner or do the research which scanner is best for their project and invest in all that. They don't have the time. They don't want to. That's, task aversion sort of thing. You can do that. We just want to, remind you of that there is help out there if you want it. And that's what we love doing. So what you might hate, we might love.
That's right. So, and hopefully, yeah, do a search on any other podcast episode that might just sort of unlock that little next step for you to just have a look in there and just see if there's something else. But I think hopefully that's given given our beautiful listeners some other, I don't know, some other ideas and maybe some inspiration, a little bit of motivation to bring in the year with some new vigor on their organizing projects or photo being creative or whatever it is that you've got on your plate or in your mind that you'd like to move forward with your photos. So it really has been just such a I'll show my gratitude now in my value of gratitude that we're able to just help people reconnect with their photos. I think it really is, it's such a precious area of our life that is in our back pocket, in our hand almost 24/7. And we snap these little shots away, but underlying really key reasons why we do that. And so it's been great to connect, and hopefully this is an episode that has been of interest to you. So jump on our website. We've got links in the show notes to some other episodes that might be sort of similar in this way of the golden rules and things like that that you might be able to re-listen to or have a listen if you're new to us. And there's some online courses too. Just remember to jump over there if you want to learn a little bit more. Some of the partners that we've got or other organizers have done courses that might be of interest that you can learn and get some new skills from. And so also if there's anything in the future that you'd like to learn about, just pop in the details on the link in the wish list, and we will do our best to cover that off in a future episode.
We will, and we have some exciting guests lined up for this year.
Yes.
So yeah, we really look forward to all that. And that's it for today, I think. So I'm
Absolutely.
Chantelle from Photos in Order.
And I'm Fiona from Photo Helper. Thanks for tuning in. And as always, happy photo organizing. Bye.
Bye.